Good evening, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. I'm just out walking this evening with my daughter. And we're just on one of the local trails called the Five Pits Trail. We're in between a little village called Pilsley and a little village called Tibshelf in Derbyshire. And as I stand here now, the sun is setting in the distance over a wheat field. The wheat is just starting to sprout, and it's around about three foot tall, something like that. Speaking of someone that's 3 foot tall, hello, Amy.
Hello.
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 So, what's it like out here this evening then?
The sun is really beautiful. I've never seen anything like it before.
You sound like you're reading from a book there. The sun is very beautiful. It's like, yeah. There's lots of midges tonight, though, actually.
Don't like those.
We don't like midges, do we? Amy's got some sweets and the midges are getting stuck to the sweets. So I'm just out, just for a little wander. We were just relaxing in the house and the temperature's been quite nice today, actually. It's been really beautiful these last couple of days. I've been working nights, so I've missed some of the sunshine. But today and yesterday, I've been out most of the day. So, isn't it stunning at the minute, for those of you that are in the UK? The weather has been really, I know it's a typical British thing, or maybe it's, and I think Slandy, Stefano, I think he said that Canadians like to go on about the weather, but I think it's just a universal thing. The weather has been really rubbish for the last month or so, but these last few days, it's been like a mini heat wave. And to my Australian listeners, heat wave, I know, it's only about 25 degrees, but it's all relative, you see. It's all relative. Just this time last week, I was absolutely freezing out in the hills. And today, it's quite pleasant. Yesterday, I got sunburn, as you may have heard in one of my boos yesterday, in one of the sections that I did in a 5-minute boo yesterday. So, yeah, I'm just testing some of Carrymore's new trail shoes, the Meridian Low Event shoes. They feel quite good, actually. They're very light, fit really well, and I know they've made some that look similar. I noticed some a few years ago, they look very similar to these, but the ones that are new for 2012 seem very good. And I've had a lot of questions on Twitter and a couple via my website as well, asking about the new Carrymore range. Because I think the general consensus, this is not me, this is what I've read, that Carrymore, the brand reputation, shall we say, has slipped a little bit over the last decade, perhaps. And I was too young, but I'm led to believe around about 20 years ago. Midges. I think Amy's just swallowed some more midges. Yeah, the Carrymore brand was one of the leaders around about 20 years ago. So it's nice to see that a UK brand is having a bit of a resurgence. And I can safely say that all the gear that they've sent me, we've got 3 pairs of shoes. Some canvas boots and some leather boots. And they're really good. All of them really good. I've tested them all out. I will give them a thorough testing. Their new Event jacket, that is very impressive. It's not rained on the walks that I've done with that on, so it'd be interesting to see how it holds up. The bags that they've sent are really good. What else? Their new single man tent that I was talking about in my boo yesterday, for £45, that is an awesome backpacking tent. To say it only weighs 1.8 kilos. And there are tents similar out there. I mean, the other one that I've got, the Wild Country Zephyrus 1, that's around about £100. And it's not a great deal lighter. So, yeah, we've got 17 seconds to go. We're going to go to the shop, get a drink, and then walk all the way back home again. So it's goodbye from me and goodbye from Amy.
Bye.
See you later.